You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. We've been talking a lot on this show lately about racism and how it's an economic issue. But what if racism isn't even a big enough word to explain the inequality embedded within this economy? That's part of what Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and author Isabel Wilkerson explores in her new book, Caste: The Origins of Our Discontents. Marketplace's Kai Rizdahl, you know him, spoke with her about it last week. We're going to play that conversation for you now.
Isabel Wilkerson, it is great to have you back on the program. I want to start with an observation about your first book, The Warmth of Other Suns, which, just parenthetically, I cannot recommend highly enough to everybody. You note in the first chapter of this, your new book, that you wrote Warmth of Other Suns, 500-600 pages, whatever it is, and not once did you use the word racism. And I want to know why.
That is correct. I spent time telling the story of 6 million people, African-Americans, who fled the Jim Crow South. And I found that the word racism was insufficient to capture the rigid social hierarchy and the repression that they were born into and that they were fleeing. And so I adopted the term caste and caste system to convey the enormity of what they were dealing with there.
For those Americans and those anywhere, actually, listening to this interview, who can't see the caste system in action every day, what does it look like in this economy?
Well, it looks like COVID-19 in many respects. We could see that those people who were on the front lines, particularly in the early going of this pandemic, they were people who were brown and black people who were most likely to be at risk of being out in the public, stacking shelves at a grocery store or delivering goods to people or driving buses and public transportation, which meant that they were at greater risk of contracting the virus and then also greater risk also of dying. You know, one of the things that I describe the caste system as being, it's like a house. It's like a house with joists and beams within them. And we can't see those, but we can see what's the external. And it's the external is what kind of indicates where you would fit in the caste system. Caste is the bones and race is the skin. And that is how we've come to see ourselves and where people belong within the hierarchy.
I want to detour a second from the macro to the anecdotal here with you and your experience in this economy and in your professional life and in writing this book. Tell me the story of that interview you tried to do in Chicago with that business owner when you were with the New York Times.
So I was a national correspondent with the New York Times based in Chicago. I'm doing a fairly routine story. I call up these people, many, many people who I want to interview. All the interviews go fine until I get to the end of the day, at which point I show up at this establishment. The gentleman that I'm there to interview is the manager of the establishment. And as I go up to him, he says to me immediately, "Oh, I can't talk with you now. I'm very, very busy. I'm getting ready for an extremely important interview. I can't talk with you right now." And so I said, "I think that I'm your interview. I think that's the interview. I'm Isabel Wilkerson with the New York Times." He said, "Well, how do I know that? Do you have a business card?" And I said, "Well, it's the end of the day. And I, unfortunately, I'm sorry, I'm out of my business cards." He said, "Well, what kind of ID do you have? Do you have some ID that I could see?" And I said, "Well, I shouldn't have to show you my ID, but I here's my driver's license so you could see." And he said, "Well, you don't have anything with the New York Times on it." And I said, "I am the only person here. I have indicated that I'm Isabel Wilkerson and I'm here to interview you." And he said, "I'm going to have to ask you to leave because I am expecting the New York Times at any minute." And so I walked out the door as he still stood there waiting for the interview that was supposed to have happened and that he missed.
Keep going, because as you describe it, you were shaken by this.
I was. It was demoralizing. I mean, it turned out that I was able to finish the piece without him. But this is an example, though, of the effect that this can have on the economy as a whole. If you multiply what happened to me in that moment, times the millions upon millions of people who are marginalized in our country, who are trying to just go about their day, getting the work done, and are thwarted for some, you know, for this perceived assumption about them based upon where they should fit in the hierarchy, who's expected to be where and who's expected to be doing what. And so it took a while to, a very long time actually, to recover from, and it's still very difficult to talk about. I had never been accused of impersonating myself, and it took a while to really figure out what was that. And it comes down to me to this enduring phenomenon of caste.
This is not a book about solutions, right? You're pretty clear about that. But I want to pick up on the thing you said about housing and caste being the framing and race being the skin. You also describe the challenge that is now upon us, because when you have a house and it's got a flaw or a leak in the roof, as you point out, you know, it might have happened 40 years ago that the defect was there, but now you own the house and you got to fix it. And now we own this economy and this society, and we got to fix it. Are you in this moment hopeful?
I am hopeful. I'm hopeful because, well, first of all, I wouldn't have written it if I didn't see some hope. I am saying this is the condition of the house. I've taken an infrared light. I've provided an X-ray of what the building's condition happens to be at the moment. And it's then up to all of us who are the inheritors of this house, all of us who currently live in this house, to come together to figure out how we are going to rectify the things that might be wrong with the building that we all live in. And it will take all of us to come together to heal from a caste system, a hierarchy that has been in effect for hundreds of years. It will take all of us.
Most recent book from Isabel Wilkerson is called Caste, The Origins of Our Discontents. Ms. Wilkerson, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.